Sylacauga and Childersburg have three great radio stations. Mix 106.5, Kix 100.3, and WSGN on 98.3 FM. Which one's your favorite?
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, David McCurley, and local businesses are the lifeblood of everything we do. You know, they shape how we work, they mold how we interact, and of course, create opportunities for our community. Today, I am lucky to have a great friend of mine, Dr. Rick Redman of Southern Smiles of Sylacauga. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me, David.
I tell you what, busy man, because Southern Smiles of Sylacauga, formerly Dr. Rick Redman's office himself, has really grown over the last 3 or 4 years, hasn't it?
It has. It has. It's we've truly been blessed with the growth we've had. You know, I built a larger building, gosh, close to 4 years ago now, and found that was an answered prayer to find Dr. Casey Price, somebody who wanted to come back to this area. She grew up in Hollins and practiced dentistry, so it has worked out very well.
Dr. Casey, of course, grew up in Hollins. Let's talk a little bit about your background. Tell us a little bit about where you're from, where you grew up in school, and what brought you, what really threw that star out there about Sylacauga?
Well, David, I was born up in Tennessee, and all my family's in Tennessee and Alabama. And we ended up, my father was an engineer, and he ended up first out in Texas. But then Union Camp had a big pulp mill down in Jacksonville, Florida, and we ended up down there. And I graduated high school down there and ended up going to University of Florida for undergrad back in the 80s when Florida stunk like I do now. That was before Spurrier. But we would spend, my brothers and I'd spend our summers, both grandparents were farmers, and they were about 30 minutes away from each other in a small town where my parents grew up, Pikeville, Tennessee. And I always loved the small town. When it came time, I wanted to go to dental school. I went to UAB for dental school. I did get a wild hair after dental school. I went out to University of Washington in Seattle and did a one-year hospital dentistry residency.
Wow.
But my great uncle, Dr. Morris Hollis, had practiced in Sylacauga for almost 40 years, and he was ready to retire, and it was just a perfect situation. Like I said, I'd always loved the smaller town, and it all worked out. I've been here, this summer will be 30 years now.
Well, I ask this question in a lot of these podcasts, and I'm going to ask you, what do you love about your job?
It is so fulfilling just to help people, whether they're in pain or unhappy with the way they look or, you know, can't eat. It's just, I just get so much joy out of that. Like I said, I love my job. That's the bottom line.
And I do too. And of course, people tell me all the time, you're made for radio. You're made for these kind of things. I think Rick Redman is made for dentistry because dentistry is kind of different from your regular physician. Sure, nobody likes to get shots, that's right. But I'm going to be honest with you. Most everybody I know really dreads going to the dentist. It's almost like going to Walmart.
That's right.
But yet they seem to love Rick Redman and Dr. Casey. You've got to get some gratification out of that.
A lot. And I always, we have a morning meeting with all the employees in the mornings before we see patients to go over everything, make sure we're on the same page. We say a prayer right before we leave to see the patients. But I'm always thanking them for helping perpetuate, and because we really want that family atmosphere where people feel comfortable as they can be in a dental office, and the staff plays a huge part in that also.
You talked about, well, first of all, I really love the fact that you get together with your employees every morning. But the most important thing you said was you prayed, and that just warms my heart because you and I both are the same mold and believe in that. And, you know, another thing, you know, we have meetings every Monday morning and sometimes every morning when we need be, but it lets us know the page that everybody's on, what we can expect from yes. him or her. But at the same point in time, you have also grown in staff. How many folks do you have working for you now?
My gosh. I've lost count, David. I think there are – I have a couple part-time employees mm-hmm. That I would love for them to work full-time just because of what they have going on in their lives. They can't. But I think counting those two part-time ones, there's 15 plus myself.
Wow.
Yes.
And you started out with what, three, wasn't it?
Gosh, back in the day when I first started, like when I bought it from Uncle Morris, oh, gosh, I think I had – counting up, there was four.
Wow. I knew it was three or four. Yes. Well, you know, I talked to you about the, you know, the what you love about your job and helping people and maybe if they're in pain. What's the most challenging part of your job?
Dealing with folks who are so fearful and scared mm-hmm. and trying to reassure them that, you know, look, I'm not into torturing folks. I'm going to do all I can to make sure you're numb and as comfortable as you can be, depending on what we're doing.
Absolutely. We're talking to Dr. Rick Redman of Southern Smiles of Sylacauga. We're going to step aside and take a break. When we come back, more with Dr. Rick Redman on businesses in our backyard.
What is Radio Alabama? Radio Alabama is a leading communications organization committed to communities, commerce, and public service. Let Radio Alabama's team of professional media experts help deliver your message to your customers, clients, and even potential employees. Visit radioalabama.net/advertise to learn how you can harness the power of the Radio Alabama Media Network to grow your business, achieve greater success, earn more revenue, and drive more traffic through your doors. radioalabama.net/advertise. radioalabama.net/advertise.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Businesses in Our Backyard with Dr. Rick Redman of Southern Smiles of Sylacauga. You touched on how lucky you were to get Dr. Casey explain to us now having two dentists in the same office, what that does for our customers.
Well, it gives us more opportunity if somebody's having trouble to get them into the office to take care of a problem they're having. And that's probably the biggest benefit to the patients is there's just, like I said, there's, because I had gotten to where I was too busy. I was,
right.
It doesn't sound like that's possible, but you know, if you're booked months out, that's just not ideal.
You can get burnt out.
You can. And the patients don't like to wait, you know, if you got to wait 3 months to get in to get something fixed. So the biggest thing, like I said, it was with her is, you know, most dentists coming out of school don't want to come to a small town anymore, Dave. And they just,
right.
you know, they're wanting to be in Birmingham, Huntsville, you know, Atlanta, Nashville. And so I'm telling you, it was an answered prayer to find somebody who is good too. She cares, which is a huge part. And like I said, I wanted to come here.
Well, but it's also very affirming to know that you can trust her with your business.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
And of course, she's going to give the same type of care to your patients that you will. You know, yeah. I've been to dentists before that the old term that Fred Sanford coined, they just Yankee and thank you.
That's right.
And, you know, so, but you talked about every morning you have a meeting with your employees and, of course, a prayer. But how do you motivate them? What makes them want to be the number one dentistry office in and around the Coosa Valley, just like that's what Rick Redman wants?
I think part of it is when we're hiring folks, you know, we make them come in for a working interview after we've had, you know, a phone interview and then an in-person interview. And we talk to them about how it's very important that we have such a tight-knit group. And everybody gets along really well because that, like I said, that family atmosphere is
to me
is so key, yes. Because patients can feel if there's tension and stuff in the office, you know, if folks aren't getting along, it just, it bleeds over. So we stress that from the beginning, you know. And, you know, another thing I will tell them is, look, everybody's got a job description, but, you know, I expect you, if you think something that needs to be done and you have time, just, you know, just do it. Help somebody out. You know, I say, look, if I'm walking down the hallway and I see something on the floor, you know, I pick it up. I'm not waiting for, oh, that's not my job, you know.
Right.
So we try to engender that too, you know, because I tell them, look, if you're running behind one day and need help, you know, somebody's going to step in and help you, but, you know, you need to do the same thing when you've got some free time. So we really stress that team and family atmosphere.
I know you talked about buying the business from your great uncle, Dr. Hollis. I got to ask you, though, other than him or anybody else, I ask this question a lot in this podcast to other people. Has there been a mentor for Rick Redmond? Has there been somebody that you really wanted to give thanks to that, hey, you really helped me along the way?
My uncle really did that in dentistry. They only have enough time to give you the basics in dental school. You'd think 4 years plus a year residency, 5 years, but you just scratch the surface. Like I said, you get a good foundation, and then he was instrumental in helping me a lot with occlusion and TMJ and just the business aspects too, as far as running a business. You don't get any of that
right
in dental school. At least you didn't back when I was in there.
So the many things that you do, what is one thing about Southern Smiles of Sylacauga that people may not think that they can get done there at this office in Sylacauga? Maybe something that's been hidden for a while.
There's two things. One that Dr. Casey does more of than I do, and that's Botox.
Mm-hmm.
Both for therapeutics, say TMJ problems, if a night guard's not helping by itself. And then I'm doing IV sedation. So folks who are on the high end of the anxiety level, you know, we can all but
right
knock you out.
Well, and I got to tell you, from just knowing you and your staff, also, where do you see Southern Smiles maybe 10, 15 years down the road? What would you like for people in around the Coosa Valley to know?
I believe we'll keep growing. God has blessed us so far, and I think that's going to continue. In my 60s, I'm going to cut my hours back to a few days a week. But other than that, we plan to just keep on
rolling.
Trucking. Yep.
I hear you. Well, it's been a great day today talking to Dr. Rick Redmond, not only probably the best on-site dentistry here in the Coosa Valley that provides so many things, but he's also a friend of mine. And I gotta tell you, I'm glad that when I ask you about your mentor, you didn't say Joni. You know, Judge Joni's on my program each and every week. She doesn't judge against you, does she?
No. She does pretty good to give me a little leeway.
I tell you what, you're blessed in that aspect too. Amen. She's a good lady, and I'm sure promotes your business as well as you and Dr. Casey do. And of course, I've got a cousin that works for you, and many people that I know that I've lived around for many, many years. So, hey, thank you for being on with us today and on Businesses in Our Backyard. And we hope and pray that Southern Smiles of Sylacauga keeps growing. Dr. Rick Redmond, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Rick Redmond of Southern Smiles of Sylacauga on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.
The new Listen Live experience is online at RadioAlabama.net. Choose from any of Radio Alabama's 11 radio stations and simply click the play button. Take your favorite Radio Alabama station with you anytime, online at radioalabama.net.